track 10. And now we come to our final news track. And it's not a very nice story, this one. Who abandoned poor little Baloo? Volunteers at a Teignbridge animal charity are looking after a kitten who was abandoned in a box. The tabby kitten, thought to be 6 months old, is now safe and being cared for at Animals in Distress Rescue Centre at Hipplepen. He was found dumped in the Hella area of Torquay last week, sealed into a tiny box. Rowanna Rowan, Communications Coordinator at Animals Distress, explained, "The kitten, who our catchery team have named Baloo, was obviously stressed and confused when he arrived at the rescue centre, but he began to settle in within a few minutes. He's a sweet and friendly boy, very confident and affectionate. He was obviously someone's pet. We can't imagine why anyone would do something like this. The charity is appealing for information about anyone who might have done this to Baloo." And this article is accompanied by three photographs, one of a very happy-looking cat, and two of them in the box in which he was found, taped inside.
Celebration of food and community. Visitors wandering the streets of Ashburton last Saturday faced a fantastic lineup of street food stalls, produce, drinks and snacks to tempt their taste buds. With close on 40 stalls, the Ashburton Food Festival had everything from locally made pastries to exotic world food, Devon-made ciders and spirits, and an array of sweet treats. The festival was under new stewardship this year and being run as a not-for-profit event by a voluntary group with a renewed commitment to community enrichment. Organiser Dee Kilkelly was more than pleased at support for the event. "The feedback we've received from participants and visitors has been great, and of course the good weather really helped," he said.
A Newton Abbott care home recently held an afternoon tea party, bringing together residents, family and friends for a day of fun. Southland's Residential Homes event featured homemade cakes, live entertainment and a variety of activities, making it a wonderful celebration of life at Southlands. Guests enjoyed a live performance by a talented singer who kept the crowd entertained while everyone indulged in tea and freshly baked treats. A highlight of the event was the craft stall, showcasing handmade items created by the residents during their craft sessions. One resident, a talented artist, contributed hand-painted greetings cards for sale, adding a unique and creative touch to the day. Generosity from staff shone through, with one team member donating fresh flowers and homegrown produce, which further boosted the success of the event. All proceeds from the tea party will go towards the Residents' Activities Fund, which supports enriching programmes and outings for the residents. We will be asking the residents how they'd like to spend the money. It's important that they have a say in choosing the activities and experiences that bring them the most happiness, said Carol Dyke, registered manager at Southlands. Reflecting on the event and the home's commitment to care, Carol added, "We are so proud to be a premium care home within the Rose Care Group. Events like these highlight the wonderful community spirit at Southlands, and we are equally dedicated to offering top-tier daycare services that extend beyond just residential care." And accompanying this is a photograph of all the residents, friends and families in the, it looks like in the lounge, listening to the singer.
Brace for landing Ted. Bears, owls, rabbits and even a unicorn or two took a leap of faith in Kingstainton last weekend. 32 much-cuddled toys of the town's youngsters were all taking part in a parachute jump off the top of St Michael's Church, 80-foot-high tower, on Saturday. The event was part of Devon Historic Churches Day, which celebrates the work of churches across the county and raises money to help maintain them. "It was a fantastic day for everyone who attended," said the organiser and church warden, Jackie Edwards. "We raised just shy of £900, and this will be split between Devon Historic Churches Trust and St Michael's. I have to give thank you to all those who turned up on the day and those who assisted in making the day such a success. The church was open throughout the day and visitors were able to climb the tower, visit the art exhibition and join in with a teddy bears picnic and afternoon tea. And there are quite a few pictures of lots of soft toys with parachutes and a launch control jump master, Ian Avery, at the top of the tower. And they all look to be having a jolly good time.
Car in hedge. A two-car collision saw one driver end up in a hedge off the A384. Police were called just after 8 o'clock Thursday, September 12th, following a collision near Buckfast Lee. Of the two vehicles involved, one ended up in a hedge. One lane was blocked for a time but was reopened around 10 a.m. Fortunately, no injuries were reported.
A Newton Abbott adventurer, campaigner, fundraiser and photographer has died at the age of 91. John Blanchard, who drove from John O'Groats to Land's End in an Austin 7 twice and serialised his adventures in the Mid-Devon Advertiser, was well known on the Newton Abbott charity scene. He chaired the Newton Abbott Cancer Research UK Committee for 11 years and raised over £250,000 during his tenure, 9,000 of which came from his second Land's End to John O'Groats trip. Family friend Linda Mitchell recalls her time with John on the Newton Abbott Cancer Research Charity Committee as one of the most fulfilling times of my life. Never a man to rest on his laurels, John was a keen member of the Teen Cine Club, where he taught budding filmmakers, including BBC producer and director Andrew Brooking. "John changed my life in pursuing my passion for filmmaking," said Andrew. "He set alight a fire in me at an early age, and I still today, 30 years on, use the advice he gave me." In his spare time, he supplemented his income, ensuring newlyweds would always remember their special day, working as a wedding videographer. Through all his endeavours, he was accompanied and supported by his devoted wife, Jill. Hailing originally from Enfield, Essex, John met Jill when he took up a role as a chartered accountant in Truro. The couple moved to Newton Abbott in 1960. Jill described her energetic husband as her rock, and despite his varied interests, she says, he always had time for everyone. John passed away in July, and his funeral was held last month.